call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Hi, my name is Roseanne Samian. I will be one of the speakers for Leadership Summit 2020, hosted by Victorious Living Foundation. This year's theme is positive disruption. Yes, I said it correctly, positive and disruptive. Join me as I tell you a story of how I made my circumstances one great adventure. Let's dream again. Sign up at www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com. Date for this life-changing event is October 10th. I will see you there. Like I said, let's dream again.
Love is forever. Talking about really amazing books, just reminding you that you can connect with me also too if you do want to, you know, purchase a copy of the newest book that I co-authored, which is Redesign Your 9 to 5. That's right, Redesign Your 9 to 5. And I'm a co-author along with 49 other go-getters, and those are entrepreneurs from around the world. And we are really sharing a very powerful message with you in our unique ways from our experiences, actually, how we have redesigned our 9 to 5. So connect with me on 1-721-522-2084 if you would like to purchase that book that I've co-authored. And I'll be more than happy to take your details down and we can get that book over to you. And also reminding you that you've got the opportunity to pre-order your 2021 Love and Inspiration Calendar. That's a 2021 Love and Inspiration Calendar. I must say that persons already started pre-ordering. The 2020 Love and Inspiration Calendar went really, really well. And I want to thank those persons who, you know, came on board and supported the first ever Love and Inspiration Calendar. And I want to thank also Bel Air Beach Hotel, Miss Edna Evans as the director there, that came on board as a sponsor, Bel Air Beach Hotel, and made it all possible to be able to give to their guests those lovely 2020 Love and Inspiration Calendars. So spreading love and inspiration in your home, your office, your workplace, it's all about that. In a time like this, this is what we need to be doing, finding ways, which I'm pretty sure you would agree with me, to spread love and inspiration to the world. And as you know, you can never get enough of love and inspiration, right? Have you ever heard anyone say to you, like, you know what? I'm tired of you spreading love to me. You know, I had enough of love. I don't need any love again until the next 45 years. Have you ever heard that? Or I don't want to be inspired until the next 57 years. Everyone, as you can agree with me, is always looking for love and is always looking for inspiration, right? So isn't that a beautiful name and fitting for what it is? Because it speaks for itself. Thank you, Jesus, for really pouring that into my heart back in 2007 when I was back in England as a student. Thank you. And today now, the show is going for 13 years and counting and going out to over 2 million listeners worldwide. To you, God, be all the glory and praise, because you made it possible. And talking about where God has taken me over the years, ladies and gentlemen, how can I, without a doubt, at this point in time, not share with you? Oh man, this is amazing. And I know it's going to be very powerful for you to listen to this. And I'm sure wherever you are under the sound of my voice, this is going to encourage you right now. As it is, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow, Monday, August 24th, 2020, and I want you to hear me very clearly. As of tomorrow, Monday, August 24th, 2020, it is going to be 10 years that this young man that you're listening to, this voice here, Roy Cotton Jr., also known as DJ RC, returned back to his beautiful soil, this land where I am born, returned back to St. Martin 10 years ago tomorrow, after being out of St. Martin, studying and living for over 16 years. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. 2 years in Curacao, 6 years in Holland, and 8 years in the UK. That's right. And over those years, God has taken me through amazing experiences. When I finished my high school, that was in 1994, a young, handsome man, young teenager, 1994, finished HAVO, did HAVO, went on to Curacao to study in the medical field. And God was with me, 1994, 1996. That's when my radio career started here at PJ2. And I want to thank Mr. Don Hughes for that opportunity back then. And also my father, Roy Cotton Sr., who introduced me to Mr. Don Hughes. And when he heard my voice, he said, "Hey, you've got the job. You've got the voice for radio." And that is what it is. History, 1994. A young man going on to his future and went on to Curacao. And God was with me on Curacao, had an experience there, did radio on Curacao on a youth radio station for young people, did another radio show on another station, and then went to the Netherlands in 1996 and studied in the medical field, finished my first part of my nursing career because I wanted to actually become a doctor. But you know, you have your plans and God always has a different plan. So I took that route in the medical field and it was amazing. Yeah, that's right. 6 years in the Netherlands and lived in The Hague for all those years. Beautiful Den Haag. Mooie stad achter de duinen. And before that, you know, 2 years in Curacao, able to speak some Papiamento. Now I'm just thinking in Dutch there for a moment. Yes, I would say to you out there, and that would be Toekos de Bijbel. Oh yes, Buenos tardes. I'm sure all is good with you. And thanking God for that journey on Curacao and those years in Holland. I've seen it all, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, ik heb het allemaal gezien, hè. Het is echt een mooie tijd geweest in Nederland. En ja, God is altijd met mij, hè. En vandaag hoor je mijn stem en dan weet je dat God alle machten, hij leeft. And then the opportunity came for me to move over to the UK in 2002. And there I went to university and went on to pursue my studies in midwifery and had the privilege to have been able to deliver a few babies and really gain a lot of experience in the medical field. And God had another plan for me and the opportunity came for me to go into counseling and therapy. And that's what I do today as a professional. I coach and counsel persons. And within those 8 years in the UK, in England, I learned how to drink a cup of tea at 4. And today now, here I am, returned back to St. Martin in 2010, August 24, 2010, back to my lovely land. And you know, the thing is, when you really seek God, he really helps you to make the right decisions. And I remember before I came back to St. Martin, almost a month after work, I would relentlessly go to a private spot in the park and I would say, "Here I am, Lord. Here I am. I'm showing up to be in your presence. Help me to make that decision of when it's time to go back to my lovely country. I've been here in Europe for so long and I want to give back to my country, St. Martin." And you know, God stayed with me and he directed my path. And I'll tell you a little bit about that story next time. But God is so amazing. When that decision was made to come back to St. Martin, can you imagine I gave up my job in England. Someone would say, you're crazy, Roy Cotton Jr. What are you doing giving up your income in a foreign land? Do you think anyone is going to take you in, pay for whatever? I gave up my job. I gave up where I lived. So that's even crazier, right? Isn't it? To give up the roof over your head in a foreign land and your income, basing on the fact that you're going back to St. Martin, and you know now that for sure you have to, you're going back to St. Martin in the unknown. And then by that leap of faith, came to St. Martin, felt a little bit like a stranger in my own land because I did not travel back to St. Martin for a while. When I got back, I knew that this is where I needed to be because I followed God's prompting and His voice after seeking Him for a month. Every afternoon, going to the same place in prayer and talking with Him. And fast track, August 24, 2010. A few months before the great 10-10-10 was here to experience that all, I came to St. Martin, where I was all new again in my country, but I was determined that I was going to do what God called me to do, and I was supposed to start my job in government, but it was not ready as yet. But because how my parents brought me up, and being myself an ambitious person, I decided I am going to do what needs to be done and find some work. And I did that. I worked on the airport for a few months, lifted bags and met passengers. And, you know, sometimes some passengers are not patient and sometimes got a little scolding and stuff, which was not my fault, really, because, you know, you work in organizations and things don't always go well. But nevertheless, I stuck it out, lifted the bags, grew some muscles, got strong lifting bags. And then my government job came in 2011. And there was child protection, working to protect children. Mm-hmm. Then on to training police officers, customs, etc. at the academy, Justice Academy. And then on to working and transforming the lives of young men at the youth detention center. And now today, here I am. Never knew all of that would happen, but I trusted God. And in the midst of all of that, in 10 years' time, so much has happened. A radio show that is on air so many years now, 13 years, but here at PJD3 since 2015, it's already 5 years. When my radio show started on the northern side, that was in 2011. So you do the math. It's 10 years. Radio show. Married. 7 years. This December is going to be 7 years. Married in 10 years that Roy Cotton Jr. is here. So much to thank God for. So why I'm saying this to you is because I want you to know that God has a plan for you. And His word, Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you is to prosper you and not bring you any harm." And I see you're nodding your head and you're saying, "That's right, Roy Cotton Jr., that is true." Because you're living proof right now. And if I pinch myself, ow, that hurt. And this is a living proof that God stayed with me and preserved my life for 16 years in Europe. And of course, counting Curacao, that today now you can hear my voice, that I'm here now 10 years tomorrow, August 24, 2020. And I want to thank my mom, Dorothy Richardson, for her support. I want to thank my family for their support. And I remember it just like it was yesterday, coming off Air France at our beautiful airport, meeting my family. And now today, here I am, you're listening to my voice. So wherever you are right now listening, know that God can do amazing things in your life. Because, you know, we just think sometimes when we're in a specific situation, there's no end, there's no way out. Even when we were in the days of just after Irma, we thought we are done with. But today, the sun is shining. We just passed through a weekend where we were spared from a storm. God was with us. You're listening to my voice now. The sun is shining, right? And back then, we thought we would never have this day. We're in the midst of a pandemic, and we might be saying, "Oh my gosh, the world is finished." But just like how God was with me 10 years ago, and you hear my voice right now. God is with us right now. So we don't know what 2022 is going to look like. But I know one thing for sure, like how I said to my wife this morning, is that I know within my knower that this pandemic will not stay forever. So fear not, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are, whatever situation you're going through, God is with you. Because here I am, your proof. You're listening to me right now. And God has taken me through so much over 10 years since I'm back. And I'm smiling, I'm living, I'm laughing. Challengings, yes, challenges there were in between. Who does not have challenges in their life? But here I am, a living testimony to you that you can do it. And once you put God first, you'll be amazed all what you would be able to achieve. And I'm a living example for you right now. You can always connect with me on 1-721-522-2084 if you are in a place where you need some personal coaching. I'm happy to do that with you. I work very closely with students, university students, high school students, individuals. And again, at the end of the day, if you do really want to receive some powerful and transformational counseling, or you want to work on your marriage or maintain your marriage, connect with Victorious Living Foundation, 1-721-524-8731. Always reminding you, as I've said before many times, you do not have to suffer in silence. God did not create you to suffer. He created you to be prosperous. That reminds me of the conversation I had yesterday with one of my very wealthy associates in New York City. And as they stated to me, he said, you know something, Roy? Everyone has been born with that wealth mechanism in them. But it's about the fact of tuning into that wealth mechanism. How can one have something against wealthy people or rich people? How? You can never become something that you scorn, something that you hate. God has put it in all of us. Our Father in heaven is wealthy. He's beyond wealthy. You are wealthy. Tap into it, ladies and gentlemen. And as my very wealthy associate stated, some of the times, the reason why some persons don't get there is because they don't know what the blockage is. And the blockages are there. Could be that coming up, growing up, family members shut you down when you had ideas, tell you, don't talk about that, that's not for you, etc. And what do? You take that as your own, you take ownership of that. Was that what it was promised to you by God? No, of course not. So I want you to hear my voice right now and know that God created you for a purpose. You are in a wealthy place, and that's what you need to believe. No one else. Nothing at all of all those voices of the society that is always screaming in your ears every day. You need to be this, you need to be that. And then when you do close that door and you're standing in front of the mirror, who are you looking at? Are you looking at the society or yourself? Society don't care once you go behind doors and you cry out to God. It's God who cares. So ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are right now listening to my voice, know your reason why you're created and understand that God has an amazing plan for you and just trust Him. I'm your living example here. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen. For the great things He has done in my life. And as I said to my wife, I can see it all, and that is, for the years that I've been here, all I've been doing through His help is excelling, and I want you to excel wherever you are. Today, as I stated before, you've got the key in your hand to redesign your life for greatness, and if you do need that help, connect with me. I'll be more than happy to do that. I'm sure that I will see your WhatsApp coming through shortly on 1-721-522-2084. I'll be happy to help you.
So, rumor has it that there's a happening leadership conference taking place on the beautiful island of Saint Martin on October the 9th and 10th. And I've been to your beautiful island, and it is definitely a go-to destination. My name is Sheba Forbes, and I am so excited to be a part of this amazing event on your island. I'm ready to move forward to a more exciting new chapter in my life. How about you? Join me on October 10th as we focus on how you can positively disrupt your status quo. It's easier than you realize. lives and you are in complete control. That's right, you. See, who you are matters, but it's possible that you've never actually considered your power or your potential. And that's just crazy, right? So you already have everything you need to live the life you want. And now it's time to turn up the volume on your brilliant, excellent personality because you were designed to thrive, not just survive. So join us at the upcoming Victorious Living Conference and understand the invisible influence of your personality, your values, and your dreams. It's time to live the life you deserve. Look forward to seeing you soon. Take care.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.